We've reached a point in Australian history where now the land acknowledgement ceremonies, welcome to country and acknowledgement of country to acknowledge the traditional owners of Australia, are not just something that's a nice thing to do, but they've become almost expected. If you fail to do one, you're in trouble. Case in point, Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro. At a ceremony last week, 19th of February, commemorating the 83rd anniversary of the bombing of Darwin, which resulted in the deaths of more than 250 people, of course, there was the obligatory 5-minute welcome to country, delivered by Larrakia man James Parfitt. Okay, good, great. We've welcomed the people to the land and acknowledged Aboriginal culture. Time to move on, right? Well, there were 8 speakers in total at the ceremony, all of whom thought it necessary to acknowledge the traditional Aboriginal land that everyone was gathered on. Hugh Heggie, administrator of the NT, first spoke some broken Aboriginal language, which I couldn't find a translation of, and then said, "I give our respects to the Larrakia people, elders, men and women." Only men and women? What about the rest? Richard Marles, deputy PM, "Can I acknowledge the Larrakia people and pay my respects to their elders past and present?" "Yes, I suppose you can." Barnaby Joyce, Shadow Minister for Veterans Affairs, "I acknowledge, of course, the Larrakia people." "Of course." Brigadier Doug Pashley, "I too acknowledge the Larrakia people, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet." Darwin Lord Mayor, Con Vatskalis, "We meet in Larrakia country." Anyway, you get the idea. But there was one person who didn't quite follow the playbook and did her own thing, Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro. "I'd like to pay a special acknowledgement to the veterans here today, to Territorians, to serving men and women, to the families and descendants of survivors, ladies and gentlemen, but also importantly, to our children." She didn't once mention the Larrakia people. Cue the collective outrage. National Indigenous Times. "Minister refuses to acknowledge traditional owners." Personally, I don't think she refused. She just didn't do another acknowledgement of country. I think the welcome to country, plus the 7 other acknowledgements of country, were plenty. Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro was the only one of 8 speakers at the ceremony last week who did not acknowledge the Larrakia traditional owners, instead only mentioning veterans and their families. To be fair, she did mention everybody in her speech by mentioning Territorians. She just didn't utter the words Larrakia. They seem to have purposely left out the word Territorians in their quote, a word she clearly said in the video, which would include everyone living in the Northern Territory, surely. Labor MP Manuel Brown commented on the omission on his Facebook page, "Very concerning when the Chief Minister doesn't acknowledge the traditional owners in her speeches as she did today in the bombing of Darwin event." Independent MP Justine Davis replied, "Yes, the only speaker who did not, even Barnaby Joyce did." Larrakia Elder Dr. Richard Fajo Sr. commented, "Not a single word of acknowledgement. It's disgraceful." Okay, so what does all this mean? Well, I think it's clear. Welcome to country, or acknowledgement of country, is no longer considered voluntary or optional. It's expected from every single speaker. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it sounds, everybody acknowledging the same thing, one after the other after the other, you've got to say it no matter what. This is coercion, is it not? Say it or else. Honestly, how many times does one group of people need to be recognised? This is clearly no longer about recognition. This is being used as a mechanism of control. It reminds me of the endless clapping you see in North Korea, which is no longer just a friendly acknowledgement of their dear leader, but rather a literal survival tactic. North Koreans clap continuously to demonstrate their loyalty and avoid suspicion or punishment. Failing to clap or showing insufficient enthusiasm can be interpreted as disloyalty, which can lead to severe consequences. This practice is just part of the broader culture of fear and control, where citizens are expected to display unwavering support for the regime at all times. Is that what acknowledgement of country has become? Just as the North Koreans aren't allowed to stop clapping, you're not allowed to be the first one to not acknowledge the Larrakia people. And if you think I'm being a bit over the top about all this, here's a kindergarten timetable that a viewer sent in. Pre-kindy routine, 9:25 a.m, morning meeting, acknowledgement of traditional land owners. Yes, they're teaching this garbage to three-year-olds. That's how it starts in places like North Korea. Indoctrinate the children first, then all will follow. The Chief Minister commented on the recent outrage. There is absolutely no need for every speaker at an event to do an acknowledgement of country, and in fact, the repetition that people are so used to under Labour is less impactful. So true. They've made it so common now that when it's not done, there is outrage. It's completely ridiculous to have to say it so many times, and has just led to people becoming fed up with it, with the words having lost all meaning due to overuse. Obviously, from a rational point of view, we don't need eight people doing the acknowledgement of country at the same event. I mean, that's just North Korean level insanity. A single welcome to country at big events is clearly enough. But what this little demonstration has shown us, if you don't go along, even if just one person doesn't go along, all hell breaks loose. I'd suggest that certain people are becoming a bit too entitled if they expect every single speaker at every single event to make an acknowledgement before every single speech. Unfortunately, many Australians are no longer feeling welcome by these welcomes or acknowledgements of country. Instead, they feel like they're being held hostage.